tried practicing all week with it without any contact, and you know, I just had to make the decision not to go in during the game. But never really been through something like that.
Never. This is the first.
I mean, when I was younger, I dealt with it a lot, but kind of stopped after a while, and then I don't know, that one just hit me like real hard, and crazy thing was, it was lasting for so many days. You know, I just didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if it was migraines or what, but I wasn't feeling too good at all. So.
Do you ever think you'd be, you know, in the locker room when Eli Manning is not the starting quarterback and then move on from him for the series?
You know, I don't know. I didn't know what was going to happen. You just kind of got to be prepared for anything. This is the NFL and stuff happens. Changes happen all the time. So, you know, you just have to be ready for him and keep going.
How strange is it to see him running the scout team offense, though?
Well, that was pretty strange. You know, seeing him with the first group since I've gotten here. Used to seeing Webb out there competing with Geno, throwing completions. To see him out there was a little different. But like I said, got to kind of focus on the first team reps and roll with Geno.
What have you seen from Eli and how he's handled this so far?
Man, the best way he can handle it. Eli's a class act. I mean, he's not walking around here pouting about anything. He's kind of embraced that role of being the scout team. He's out there throwing dimes against the defense. So he's handling it the best way that I think a person could.
What's your relationship with Eli been like since you've gotten here?
You know, he's been a huge mentor for me. There's no better mentor than him. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion and has been in the league for a long time. Definitely knows what he sees and one of the smartest players I've ever played with. So. You know, I'm still going to him no matter what the situation is. I'm still going to go to him for advice.
From what you know and see about Geno, what do you think he can bring to the offense?
I think he'll keep drives alive. You know, when the play breaks down, he's definitely going to be a dual threat guy. So he can extend plays, and I mean, you know, a spiral is coming at you when it's coming. So.
When you heard about the move yesterday and the decision, what was your initial reaction?
I was kind of shocked at first, not gonna lie, but you know, that then you just let it settle in and you think about it and gotta get with Geno and get on the same page. So that was my next thought after I was a little bit shocked.
Has Eli addressed you guys at all?
No, my coach did, and that was that.
What was your reaction
from
some of the other guys? Were other guys shocked too?
Yeah, I'm sure they were. I haven't got a chance to talk to every single guy about it, but the guys that I've talked to, I mean, everybody's shocked. I mean, this guy's done a lot for this franchise, so you know, of course you're going to be shocked.
Was practice?
Two more.
Did practice have a different feel today?
I mean, yeah, but it wasn't a bad feel at all. It was just different. I mean, you're used to having 10 out there taking snaps, and you don't. So.
What adjustments do you have to make with Geno as quarterback when you go to face Oakland? Anything different timing? Anything different the way the ball comes out?
Well, that's the thing. It's not much based off timing, I guess you'd say, with Geno. You know, you got a little time to work out and do your thing and put your sauce on it. And he'll wait on you, but other than that, I mean, the speed of the ball, it's going to come at you a lot faster. Guy's got a really strong arm, so, you know, that's another adjustment for him. But, I mean, that's something that can be adjusted in weeks of work.